England's visually impaired rugby team is preparing for a landmark Four Nations tournament in Japan, and I'm joined by head coach Jake Walker to discuss the Tokyo tour and what this major international step means for the sport's future. Is this a first for England then, travelling out to compete on Japanese soil?
No, so this will be the second time. So we played there in 2019 during the Rugby World Cup, slightly hampered by the typhoon that hit, but we did manage to get three games in.
That must have been some experience.
So I wasn't there, unfortunately. I ruptured my Achilles in the training camp, so I didn't get to go. But the guys played well, won all three games, and took the clean sweep of the tour.
So it's a first for you, if not the team. So tell us about the tournament. Who will you be facing?
So we're playing Ireland, but they're going as Old Wesley. We're playing New Zealand and we're playing Japan.
And how many people will be in the squad and how long are you going to be out there for?
So we've got 12 people in the squad, including myself as player coach. So we've just announced that last week. We've got two members of the coaching staff as well coming out with us. We'll be out there from the 1st of November. We fly out from Heathrow on the 1st and we come back on the 10th. Tournament is on the 6th of November.
This tournament has been described by the sports organisers as the largest international VI rugby event that's been staged to date, which is marking a major step forward for the game globally. And you're keen to explore opportunities as well, aren't you, around community outreach, sight loss awareness, and improving access to inclusive sport?
Yeah, exactly that. So we're looking to, ideally, we want to grow the game as much as possible. We've seen it grow substantially in the last couple of years. So when the sport first started, there were seven of us. The last England trial, we had 20 players. So we're definitely growing. We're seeing more people joining, but it's getting that visibility out there that there is an accessible sport for people that love rugby but are visually impaired.
And are you confident of winning the tournament?
I am. We haven't lost a game as England yet, which puts a little bit of a target on our head. But I'm confident in the team we've picked will go out there and do the job.
Fantastic. What would you say to encourage people with sight loss to try out VI rugby?
So I think that there's a bit of a stigma around rugby and visually impaired people because they think that there's contact. They think that, I won't be able to play. So we're very much a very inclusive sport. So we're a one-handed touch. There's no ball contact. It's touch rugby. We've got visually impaired audio rugby ball with 200 ball bearings in it, made specially by Gilbert. We have inflatable posts, so we limit the danger if anyone collides with them. And it's completely accessible. So we try and make it as accessible to visually impaired players as we can. We have a slightly smaller pitch. We have high visibility cones around it. So I don't think there doesn't need to be the stigma. It's a very inclusive sport. And we've got coaches that will incorporate from B2 down to B5 and make sure that everyone can enjoy and join in.
If anyone would like to find out any more information about the upcoming tour or just about how to get involved in the sport, where do they go, Jake?
So we have our website, which is virugby.co.uk, and then we've got our social media. So on Instagram, we're virugby in England, and then on Facebook, LinkedIn, we are visually impaired rugby England.
Well, good luck in the tournament. We'll catch up with you when you get back. Jake Walker, England VI rugby team's head coach, thanks very much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio, and best of luck to you and the team on your trip to Japan.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Nice one.